Everyone, welcome forth along that, and we are my friends, Scott and Matt.
That's it.
That's it.
It's now Minnesota Tom.
Yeah. Yeah.
The time is close.
That's why I had to leave. Close to 9.
9.
You had to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah. Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man, that's a lot of money you leave on the table. If you...
Well, the Kohl's cash loses its value after so many days.
After 9:01?
Yeah. When today is tomorrow, it's only half its value, so...
Or zero. One of the two. I don't know.
He's eyeing that new...
He'll know the
That
the
new
ratio.
Goose down vest. For those cold days in the lumber yard.
I had to go to Kohl's last weekend to do some Christmas shopping. And yeah, I was like... Oh my God! There's Tom's outfit,
right there on the mannequin.
Yeah.
Vest and everything. It was right there.
He's a trendsetter.
All you needed to know is his sizes, and it would have been him.
No, it was his.
It was his.
Oh, okay.
It said Tom.
It was a Tom. Tom. Yeah, it was a Tom shaped mannequin.
All right.
Okay.
Like Elaine Bennis off of Seinfeld.
Yeah,
she's got a mannequin of herself too.
Yeah.
Same thing. All right, what do you want to talk baseball about?
Since I think the Royals took great offense to our conversation last week, and we're like, "All right, I'll show you
ours."
Well, good.
It was mostly just Roger.
Yeah,
it's like about time they listened to me. I could have saved them so many headaches.
Apparently, you hit the right nerve last week.
Scott is looking at me.
Sherman,
like,
Sherman checked out the podcast after you uploaded it and was like, that fucking Roger.
Modesty would have never been a problem. Hunter Dozier would have never been a problem.
The part that's funny
do
is...
Do I need to go on?
I'll throw myself under the bus. I know I have to... Anything I say regarding baseball, you're not wrong with your skepticism, Roger. Because I turn into a little kid when I talk about baseball. Like, you know.
No, but that's what I expect out of you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. At least you know where I'm coming from. So I look at everything differently. So I do try to see how other people are reading a room. And it was hilarious because, like, up to the time we recorded last week, really Lugo was the only signing that most people were like, yeah, that's pretty good. But most people, like when I would read stuff on the internet, were like, well, that isn't going... We used the phrase last week, move the needle. That's not enough. And then it's like, oh, well, they're like, well, fuck you guys. And then they went and got Michael Wacha like 24 hours later or whatever.
It wasn't that long.
Fuck it was. And then they got Hunter Renfroe, and then they traded Oliveras to your Pirates, and they traded Heasley?
Yes.
You know? And so
is that right?
Yeah. And the part that addition and subtraction at the same time is I like Oliveras, but he frustrates the fuck out of me, and I'm glad he's not my problem anymore.
He wasn't the guy that I always pick.
Yes.
As the one guy that's like, I don't ever want to see him again.
Yes.
But boy, he was real close to it.
Yes. And he would frustrate you because glimpses, he'd look like an everyday outfielder, and then he would look terrible.
Yeah. So they traded Oliveras to Pittsburgh for Davis Nadal.
I don't even care.
Second baseman.
Good. Fine.
And then they signed free agent Chris Stratton, which I kind of thought was a little bit of a...
underrated pick.
Yeah.
I like that pick.
If I remember right, I don't think it was for a lot of money either.
No, but...
And it can help that bullpen, because if I remember right, he has like a...
The...
4 ERA, but if he's a relief pitcher, it goes down?
The thing about now, when you look at all of their moves in the offseason, there is not one move that makes you go, oh shit, we got him now.
Yeah.
But when you look at all of them, all right, they're putting something together, and I hate to say this, but at least they're trying.
More so than in the past.
You know, and I realize it's a relative term because they're still trying the way the Royals would try.
Mm-hmm.
But
he didn't pitch much last year. He only pitched 29 innings, but he had an ERA of 3.41.
Ah. Okay.
And he was 2-1.
Nah, that don't matter.
Yeah.
But what I like, though, is that the bullpen still needs help. But if Singer is pitching well, Reagan's is...
22 strikeouts to 8 walks.
Okay. But you can help your bullpen out by
It's fine.
By getting more mileage out of your starting pitchers.
Well...
And if Singer, Reagan's... I'm hoping Lugo is a starting pitcher. I know that we...
And then
Waka.
Yeah, Waka.
And Stratton.
You know, it's not Murderer's Row. It's not the 95 Braves.
But some of it, though, was kind of last year. You saw the bullpen. You're like, we got to change. This is not.
That's what was scaring me in the off season before anything happened. Like the day after. It's like, these are the spots that we need to work on. This is what Piccolo said at the press conference. Outfield, starting pitching, bullpen, in that order. No. It needs flip the last one over and the first one over.
Yeah.
And, because bullpen first, starting pitching, and then outfield. But, you know, at this point, it's kind of, what is the best available that the Royals can afford? Is it an outfielder? Is it a starting pitcher? Or is it a bullpen piece? Yeah. Get them.
Yeah.
And that's... And feels like that's what they're doing.
I joked about it off air. MLB Network, the panel that I saw last night said, and we've all lamented this, the Central is weak.
Oh,
that team should be good enough.
When has it not been?
I know. I don't want to go down that hole. I'm in a good mood. Okay. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. I just want to talk about now. There is no reason why that this roster, the way it's at least starting to shape up, cannot compete to win the Central.
Yes.
I'm not even asking that. Just get close to 500.
That works. But that may be all that it takes to win the Central.
I understand that, but at the same time,
but
let's not focus on
I don't.
Let's get to 500 first.
I'm fine with that.
This team needs to stop losing 100 games.
I mean, and then they talked about this, and they clearly, the Royals don't give MLB Network much reason to cover them, but they all know this. They're like, they cannot come out buried.
But this is... Also, some of it, too, though, is the Royals have been waiting for these young pitchers to come around. They're not working out.
No, and you're acknowledging that when you go and do what they just did.
Heasley, Max Castillo, Coar.
Well, one of them just signed arbitration today. Bubik, I think.
Okay, that's fine. You can keep a few of them. The problem is all of them together are not working.
They're not
out.
Hitting. They're not doing. You didn't hit on them all. You didn't hit on them all.
And they kept rolling out the same
and
guys.
We made the joke in the last segment about the NFL with Tony, and we compared him to Royals. I like the fact that I'm not going to see Olivares out there every week.
Yeah.
Because it's like, he ain't the guy. So move him off.
Or Colin Snyder.
Get another guy, and let's see if he's the guy. Heasley, not the guy.
Colin Snyder, not the guy.
Get him out of here.
Right.
Find another guy. And instead of this over-the-top loyalty, waiting to see what happens that we've been subjected to for so long, where it's just...
And that's where I'm hoping, praying, got my fingers crossed, that Piccolo can prove you wrong. Anyway, Roger, oh, it's the same old shit year after year. Where it's like, if Dayton Moore was still here, the starting pitching is going to be
Lynch,
Bubik, Singer.
And Reagan, because they traded for him.
Reagan and Greinke.
Yeah.
There's nobody new on the team.
Nope.
There's not. We're not getting rid of any of them.
Nope.
Oliveras is still going out there.
Oliveras is still here.
Colin Snyder's still coming.
Snyder, whoever.
Whoever.
And we're not seeing that now.
No. I agree.
And it may not be better.
But it's different.
But it's different.
It's different.
And we just know that we're not sending somebody out there that is going to go, you know, 2-15 over the season with a 7 ERA because we think this is the week.
Well, and that's kind of...
Yeah, this is the week this guy turns the corner and he's not going to be a guy with a 6 ERA.
Well, and that was fine 2 years ago. Just let the kids play.
Yes.
We've been doing this for 2 years now, and they are worse
than when they started. They're not showing.
No.
They're not.
Singer's the only
one. Singer's the only one that has showed that he can maybe do it.
Lynch has, but
he can't stay healthy. Can't stay healthy.
Right.
And Coart, every third outing he gets shot.
And Oliveras scares me that my worst fear with Oliveras was like he would have a pretty good year this year and they would sign him to like a 4-year deal.
Yeah.
And you're like, and then the Royals being the Royals, it doesn't matter how bad he sucks for the next 2 years, he's going to get out there every day.
Yep.
And you can't do anything about it.
Nothing.
Yep.
And he's not here to take credit for it, but Tom brought this up last time. We got Will Smith. We're guaranteed to win the World Series. He's won the last three with three different teams.
Or an Oscar.
Oscar.
Yeah. We missed one, too. This happened before last weekend. It was kind of a whatever when they traded Taylor Clark to the Brewers.
To the Brewers.
Yeah.
Okay. That one was kind of a whatever, though, because I think those were two. One was a prospect, if I remember.
One was a ready-made.
Yeah.
And something that hasn't been brought up either, Nicky's gone.
Lopez?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where did he go?
I think we just released him.
Well, we traded him last year.
Did we trade
him? Yeah, we traded him last year. And we have not... But the most royal thing ever would be to bring him back, and they've not done it.
Yeah. And he's another one of those Dayton Moore guys that... Because he's a good kid.
He is with the White Sox.
He shows some, you know, hope at times. But he's just not that good. Well, we would have drug his ass back out there again.
Oh, yeah.
He got traded to the White Sox.
Here's a couple guys, too. Brad Keller, elected free agency.
Not going to miss him.
No.
Matt Duffy, elected free agency.
No, he wasn't part of the long-term plan, either.
Nate Eaton, designated for assignment.
What? Now that guy.
Yeah.
Now that guy. How do you let a guy with a 1.10 ERA fucking go? I mean, not ERA, but batting average.
Batting average?
Yeah.
I don't know. We traded Jackson Carr to the Braves.
Who was that kid that we had, and he got hurt last year?
Oh, Stolmont elected free agency.
From St. Louis. He was from St. Louis, like that's where he lived, was born and raised.
Oh,
played for the Cardinals, and then he just really didn't pan out for them, and then we got him, and he was throwing like 100 mile an hour.
What was
but then he got
name?
Fucking hurt. He was a bullpen guy.
Yes.
I cannot remember his name.
I can't either. Is he back?
I don't think so.
He's not on that list of players that is released. He's still on the roster.
But, I mean, because he was hurt. Is he healthy again?
I don't know.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, his dad was that great, big, huge bulldog-looking dude.
Yeah.
Farmer-looking guy.
I know who you're talking about.
And he was crying.
If I see his name. I just don't remember his name. But he was a pitcher though. I do
remember. Relief pitcher.
Mm-hmm. Well, he is not on the depth chart, so.
Damn.
But depending on baseball rosters are weird though. Mm-hmm.
Depending on And obviously in the off season, I can't see their non-roster or any of those things.
I like that guy. I was kind of hoping he'd come back. But
see, I thought he retired, so.
He was too young to retire unless his injuries were going to keep him from it.
I thought.
But anyway, yeah, he I liked that kid, and
it was like Cole or something was his name, something like that.
I got into a little bit of an argument with some guys at work. Whether it would have been a good idea to trade Vinny Pescatino away.
I could see why that is an argument.
I think there was a trade offer with the Braves.
I can see.
And it was a pitcher that hadn't played yet, but is kind of highly rated. And Royal said no.
Vinny is a complicated. I said part of it is Royals fans don't want him traded because they're Royals fans, and they're once the guy plays for us, they are literally forever Royal. They don't want to part with anybody. Because I also remember last year there was a debate online because before Vinny got hurt, should the Royals extend him? And it's like, I don't know.
I definitely don't know now.
You know.
I wish to trade Vinny?
Yeah. There was an offer on the table and we didn't take it. So was the rumor.
But I'd like to know more about what the...
is a pitching prospect from the Braves. I really don't know what else to tell you.
I don't know.
Because the argument that was made against it was, well, you've got Vinny now, still, and you were able to pick up a couple of guys, you know, for bullpen help that can help now, as opposed to maybe next year or 2 years from now, maybe. Which is more along your lines of thinking, Roger, than...
The only thing is... I think, at first, I was fine with trading Vinny. If you wanted to trade Vinny and not do a whole lot else. But, if you're going to start making moves like this, you can still trade Vinny, but it might be worth keeping him, though, too. It kind of depends, and that's where I think the Royals need to have some direction. You know, are you going to... I mean, if you don't want to make a ton of moves and you want to try to trade some key guys off and get more in return, I think that's fine. But then you don't sign all these guys either, though.
So I think, I think the good point is, like, I've mentioned this a lot because I didn't give it as much prudence at the time as I should have. When the Royals made the trade for Jorge Soler when they traded Wade Davis, there was a guy in MLB Network that was like, what are the Royals doing? You're playing the middle. Are you rebuilding or are you contending?
Yeah.
Because you just made a move like you're rebuilding, but everything else screams you're trying to contend. So.
Well, and that may have been one of the reasons why they didn't make that trade.
And I don't think they... I think that's why they didn't make it.
Because
I think a pitching prospect screams rebuild.
Yeah.
Keeping Vinny on the roster... tied with all these other moves means you're trying to win this year. And I'm sorry, but I think we were all right about this. I think this is John Sherman finally doing what we've all been bitching about. That you can do two things at once, cocksucker. Because you know what nobody's been bitching about all week? Fucking stadium. Except those that are going to bitch about it anyway. I think the reasonable people are happy to see them do something with the roster.
It seems like in Kansas City, there's something that gets...
Look,
brought up to the forefront that keeps putting...
There are going to be people...
It keeps putting the stadium issue in the back burner for a couple of days until somebody runs their mouth.
I get it.
At Royal Stadium, and it's like, oh yeah, but and then there's that.
The friends that I have that are all baseball fans have not been talking about the stadium. They've all been talking about the moves. Should we trade Vinny? Should we blah, 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 blah? Ooh, we got Michael Wacha. We got Seth Lugo. Hey, we finally got rid of so-and-so. It's nice to actually be talking about the fucking guys that are actually going to be playing on the field. And I thought they had a nice week. As much as I give them shit, I got to give them props. It was a nice week. It's not the earth-shattering shit that everybody, the Yankees and the Dodgers and some of these other franchises are doing. But they
I love that thing that I don't know if I don't think we talked about it last week, but that tech, I think it was a text that you sent out to us, Matt, about the free agency payroll.
Oh, the payrolls, yeah.
Up to this was what, 2 weeks ago maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't even, it's not recent. And you know, the Dodgers had already spent $713 million. And then the second place team had spent like 170.
Yeah, the drop off on that was
it was quick.
Yeah, it was a cliff.
But then to continue on, that the Royals were what, fifth or sixth?
Dodgers 717 million.
Yeah.
Phillies 172. So look at what Ohtani did, because that was all right. One fucking guy. Diamondbacks 122 million. Giants 113 million. That was pretty much one guy too. That was that pitcher they got from
Japan.
Yeah,
from Japan.
And then the Royals with $105 million. And then Tom did the math for us. You responded, can't help notice the difference in drop between 1 and 2. The nerd, Tom Carey, did the math and said, yeah, 416% was mm-hmm. the decrease. So that's what Ohtani, the difference between the...
Yeah.
And I would like to point out, too, though, that this is free agent spending... The Yankees have spent more, but they got theirs via trade because Soto was very expensive also, mm-hmm. but it wouldn't show up on the list because it was a trade and it was not a free agent signing.
Yeah.
And look, I know our place in the world, and it kind of sucks that we're you know what, shit, Roger, I think what the Royals kind of did this week is what Roger was talking about last week.
It is.
Don't go get the 22nd ranked pitcher. Go get the 12th. Get the 9th. And that's kind of where Wacha and Seth Lugo both are. Most people were really impressed with the Wacha signing, but I think they're more impressed with the Wacha signing with Seth Lugo.
Yeah. Because I think that's where a lot of people are, is with the Royals, is, okay, that's great. You ain't got the 12th best guy, but now you're going to sign three guys that aren't even in the top 40.
Yeah.
Well, that's, again, let's switch back again. That was kind of Dayton Moore's thing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He would get...
One big guy.
One named guy.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them are just people that are walking on the streets without a job. It was mm-hmm. like, we'll take a flyer on him.
We'll take a flyer on him.
Yeah. And we'll take a flyer on him.
Yeah.
Because we done spent too much money on
this, the one guy.
This one guy that's not even that fucking...
Yes.
Yeah, that's not even...
Whoopty anyway.
You overpaid for the 19th best free agent.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
And now you've signed...
Now you're just fucking...
The name I always pick on is Boxberger.
You're just crossing your fingers and hoping that...
The lightning strikes again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the stuff that people got.
Well, we got sick of it.
And Chapman.
Yes.
You know, last year, that was really our biggest move. And outside of that, it really wasn't much of anything else.
And to Piccolo's.
So that's where you're like, yeah, Piccolo's just Dayton Moore's pawn. There ain't no difference here.
And then
here.
To Piccolo's credit, though, but he flipped it.
It's not true.
Well, not now.
It was true, but it's...
Come
around. Yeah.
But it was... He had all the right to be called that last year, though, because it was like...
Yeah, 100%.
Sure.
Dude, we've seen this for 10 years.
Yep. And you haven't done anything different.
Yeah. You guys have done this for 10 years.
There was a couple things that they did.
This is where we're at.
I know I've talked about this several times, but Today I felt like we had something a little different was when we got Drew Waters.
I agree.
And how that was a...
The polar opposite of a Dave Moore move.
Well, not only that, but it was a thinking outside the box move.
Yeah, it got a lot of traction
They
for
didn't
that.
Really... Mm-hmm. It wasn't just, here, we're going to give you this guy and you give us that guy. There was some hoop jumping and some obstacle course maneuvers and draft picks and
hungry.
Like that you don't see every day.
Yeah. And I'm good with that.
And then you're just gonna have to kinda ride that roller coaster a little bit of okay, now he's back to Dayton Moore. Wait a minute. Okay, he's back to Dayton Moore. Wait a minute.
Well, and look, I think
there are some things that Dayton Moore did based upon the constraints of a small market team.
Yes.
And so, an owner that did flat refuse to spend money.
Yeah, and well, and JJ is still going to have to do some of those things because not that I don't know if John Sherman is doing that, but it's still a small market team. So sure. There are still those constraints that
and he's what and have what and what and I think yep. What I've seen so far is a hell of a job from a GM and a small market team because of what we just talked about. Not one of those moves buys itself, makes this team competitive.
Yep.
But when you add all of them together, it's the makings of a competitive roster.
We've talked about this 1,000 fucking times. You go 3-14, 3-13, whatever in the NFL, it's not that fucking hard. To go 14-3 next
not,
year.
It's not.
We're talking about... I'd rather do it in the NFL than I would in baseball.
Well, if you're a large market team in baseball, it's a lot easier.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of teams that like to just blow,
no,
some,
because
blow
I
chunks
think,
of fucking
I
money
think the,
and they
I
don't
think
really
major
do
league,
much.
Major
no, that's
league.
Just the Mets. The Dodgers still find a way to be.
Yeah, but the Dodgers never.
They've never sunk.
They never
sucked.
The Dodgers
low,
have never sucked
low.
In my lifetime.
I realize that too, but
the Angels have spent money my entire life and really don't have shit to show for it.
Oh, but in the
NFL, I mean,
I'll give you two
examples of teams that have eventually got back. The Marlins and the Braves. It's all both in the same. Man, they sucked. Mm-hmm. They sucked. And then, yeah, they don't suck as bad. And then, you know what? These two teams aren't too bad. Now, the Marlins haven't made that next step like the Braves have, to where it's like, okay, these motherfuckers. But they did not flip a switch and become fucking fantastic overnight.
I will give you that.
And so... I'm hoping your expectations are a little throttled
as
well. 10 years
ago, there was a lot of different teams in MLB that sucked compared to 10 years now.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Now, some of those teams have done it rather slowly and some have done it rather quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Astros.
Yep.
They've done it rather quickly. Because before
it still took a few years.
I realize that, but they like, still pretty quick compared to most.
No, it took about three years before they won that. They
went
got
from the, worst to
yeah, because they were
playoff bound.
Well, I'll put it to you this way: 2014, they were so bad, we thought they cost the Royals a chance to go to the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Because they swept. And that was just the year before they won the wild card and we had to play them.
Mm-hmm.
They were not good in 2014.
No, I realize that.
Because when we looked, Scott and I were...
So there were. That's a one-year differential.
That's... Yes.
From a playoff team to...
But they built that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that it took them...
And they actually didn't suck nearly
no,
as we thought they
did. At the time, they got swept 4 games in, like, May. We thought the sky had fallen.
That was just before the All-Star break.
Oh, that's right.
That was June.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
July.
And
July.
It's just, yeah, you know,
July.
July. And we have to be careful because when you make those league comparisons, because the two leagues financially are structured
well,
so differently.
But what I would like...
True, but the thing is that in both leagues, though, there are teams, but it definitely depends on the market, because look at the Phillies. I mean, the Phillies turned it around.
Well, and then the other thing, too, is I made a vow last year.
They went to a World Series.
I made a vow last year, and I'm sticking to it. I'm not going to blame it entirely on the financial constraints, because you see so many other teams like the Marlins and the Diamondbacks and the Reds become
Baltimore
become competitive, who haven't because they made better choices. The reason why the Royals got as bad as they did was the economics that are against them were compounded by making terrible decisions.
Yes.
And you can mitigate the finances that are against you if you make better decisions. I'm hopeful that what we saw this past week is an indication of we're willing to add and we are willing to subtract.
Well, again, just to go to your point, Matt, how was it 2 years ago on this podcast we were making fun of the Eagles?
Oh, for Sirianni and letting him go.
And cutting Dan Campbell in Detroit. Super Bowl winning quarterback. Yep. And we're like, what is this clusterfuck fire dump doing? Well, they go to the Super Bowl over it. You pull shenanigans like that in baseball and you're done for 10 years.
Do we know shenanigans in
Philadelphia? No, not shenanigans, but...
Something drastic.
You pull what was perceived as bad moves. You do that in baseball with what we perceived as bad moves in Philadelphia with the Eagles, with the coaching and the quarterback and all that. You do that in baseball and you're done for 10 years unless you've got a fucking payroll to
compensate.
But this is my issue, though, is that we now learned that that wasn't a bad move for Philadelphia. So that's not a comparison because it wasn't.
No, but if you come off of a World Series and you make those kind of drastic moves, like what the Eagles did.
The baseball term is fire sale.
Mm-hmm.
The Marlins have done it twice.
4 years.
Marlins have done it twice and it buried them both times.
Well, yeah, I realize that.
I mean, that's what he's... that you know, when you take a competitive team and you gut it...
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. Yes. Is that... But that's also...
It will fuck you. It will fuck you.
And the crazy part, and this is where you mentioned dealing with the economics of it. This is the part that sucks, is all that money in baseball is guaranteed. And that's the part that sucks. Mm-hmm. Because if you hit wrong... Because the NFL equivalent is Russell Wilson. It's like the thing that complicates everything in Denver is that's $200 million guaranteed.
Oh, there's a lot of...
You know, the reason why what Cleveland is doing is incredible because they're stuck with Deshaun Watson whether he plays or not.
There's 8 teams in the NFL that are going to get buried by their quarterbacks.
Right. Yep. And in Major League Baseball, it's like, man, the Royals, this is why...
But I will contest with you, though, what your point you're making, though. The other 8 teams are buried.
In what?
In NFL.
Oh,
so you're trying to compare, but it's like, no, it's not a comparison because...
But that's also why I'm saying you have to be careful, though, because the economics are... They're very different. That's why my point... I get what he's saying, but it's difficult to try to compare the two because... The conditions are so different. You know, I mean, look, everyone knew Shohei Ohtani was going 1 of 4 places.
Yes.
That's it, right? If Patrick Mahomes hits the free agent market tomorrow, the only thing that restricts where he goes is who's got the salary cap to pay him.
It's 22 teams.
That's it.
22?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say there would be a lot of clearance sales, and yeah, there would be 31 teams.
No, you got about 6 teams.
Because I'm going to assume the Chiefs aren't going to re-sign him if he's already
But the problem you have in Major
League... The rest of them?
You know, and yeah, open war.
But you got 6-8 teams that can't.
Okay, but in Major League Baseball, there are 32 teams. There were 28 that are out.
Yes.
You know.
It's It's the number is.
There were 28 that were out, and they were out by a lot. You know, it wasn't close. So I hope that this is the beginning of seeing the Royals make not just make the right moves. The team that I finally got fed up with it last year because I was just always waving the banner. I finally got sick of it with the goddamn Rays. They're competitive every year, but they make smart fucking decisions, and they don't spend shit tons of money, even though they play in a shit stadium. You know, and it's like, fuck, if they can do it, why the fuck can't you? And then I don't want to dwell on this too much, but then you look at who the Royals draft. And you look at who they sign.
It's always the wrong guys.
And then you look at how long they keep them. And it's like, you got no one to blame but yourself.
And hopefully those days are over.
And it is. And that's why when we open this, it's not just who they added. It's who they've opted not to add.
And got rid of.
Josh Stomont was a number one pick. 2015.
Gone.
He's still on this team if Dayton Moore's running it. He's gone. You know?
And I'd like to believe that Matt and I would have been very angry a few years ago if it was Piccolo and not Moore. Because I don't think Mondesi's on this team. Back 4 years ago,
I think
he would have seen the writing on the wall
he'd listen to Roger and moved off of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you and me, Matt,
would have been pissed off.
Furious, would have been like, this is over. We're done. We're not Royals fans anymore. Fuck these guys.
We're coming around, Roger.
Coming around.
He's 50. I'm almost there. We're coming around to modern baseball, buddy.
To what I'm seeing.
Because I think you're right.
Oh yeah.
Are
you kidding me? You guys about damn near fucking crucified me on here.
I think
Piccolo, for even bringing it up.
Piccolo, I think, compared to Moore is what.
I think you would be Piccolo and
I know,
we would be Moore.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And this is where
you guys got pissed at me about it.
Well, we're but we are
for even bringing
we
up the
are,
idea.
But we grew up. That's how you are as Royals fans. Yes. This is a good segue because I think Royals fans 40 and older, you're not going to be real happy with what you're going to start seeing.
You got to change
because I think what's crazy is I'm saying this about a guy who's not anyone knows outside of Kansas City or now Pittsburgh. Oliveras is on this team for the next 3 years if they were doing things the way they were before.
Yes.
Because he showed just enough, which wasn't a lot. He showed just enough ability that they were going to keep throwing him out there and beating us over the head with him. You know,
I know a lot of guys that are still here.
Well, but you can't get rid of them all at once,
yeah,
Roger.
You can't do it all.
You got a roster you got to fill out, buddy.
Slow your roll, buddy. There's a lot of guys that are still
Thank
here.
God, you're not the fucking GM. Jesus.
If Moore was still here. I'm saying the opposite.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fucking
Mondesi is still around. Dozier's still around.
If Roger was the GM, he's like, we are not filling a full roster this year because I am just sick of these names.
We're going to roll with 16.
We are just going to have like 9 people.
This is rec league softball.
If they don't perform this week, they're out.
You better get your beer.
Another 9.
Open tryouts every Tuesday.
Another fucking Brain 9
Park.
In here.
Beer league shirts.
Fuck yeah.
We're not even putting their names on uniforms anymore.
Nope.
Nobody's sticking around long enough.
Just a number.
Yep, just a number. Now to bat.
Number
11.
I don't know who the fuck 11. It is.
Who I believe is batting a 197.
Over the road truck driver and gotten survivor.
Yeah. Which it is funny. If you guys ever get a chance to go to spring training, that is how they do the announcements with the
ungodly amount of players.
Yeah.
And now to bat, number 99.
And they don't even know what his stats are.
They don't even know his name, let alone his stats.
They don't even put shit up on the scoreboard anymore. It's just like
no
99.
Yeah. No idea.
Like, could you imagine being some young guy your dreams of playing baseball, and you finally get to go to a spring training game and play in the major league spring training, and they just treat you like, and now batting 99.
What?
I made it to the, your dad's in the audience.
My name is Scott. You're 99. Oh, damn it.
I will say, all right, this is just a random thing. Between the sports, the major sports, baseball and spring training is one of kind of the oddities of the sports, mm-hmm. for kind of that reason that you're talking about. How many guys show up, how it's ran.
Well,
it's just like, and it's what such the a hell is,
and it is
comparatively. And, I mean, I understand, and why it is such what it is, but it's just
no.
If you look at the other sports, people would be like, what kind of shit show are you and the, running?
And the diversity of it is insane, because you literally could have like the 25 guys that played on your team last year. There could be a future Hall of Famer who's 46, who's trying to reclaim his glory and got invited. And then there's a 19-year-old kid
just a high school
who has only played organized baseball for 6 months.
Yeah.
You guys will be blown away by the amount of Royals players there are in this world.
Passed through.
Now.
Yeah.
Now, currently. You go to spring training this year, the Triple-A guys are there, the Double-A guys are there, the Single-A guys are there, the Desert League guys are there, the Winter Ball guys are there.
Oh, you're still missing.
I'm not kidding. There is probably 500.
You still have the Rookie League guys?
Yeah. I'm not kidding you. I bet there's 500 active Royals affiliated
organization employees.
That's what I'm saying. Like
players.
If you sent somebody from just a random sport, they'd be like, "What in the hell is this?"
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because they'd be like, "How do you know any of this?" You know,
they have out there in Arizona for the Royals and the Rangers. There's like this whole complex of. It's almost like Little League around here, where you got like
eight
diamonds that are all kind of just scattered around with fencing around it. And they're completely full of player versus player.
Yeah.
Like Royal versus Royal, or, you know, single A guy versus double A guy. It's just completely full. And then there's tons of guys that are just standing around.
Yeah.
Like, how do you make organization out of all this chaos? It's nuts. And we're not even talking. And that's the low guys.
Yeah.
The high guys, they got their own separate fucking field.
That's what I'm saying. If you sent any other sport there, they'd be like,
what is this?
You go to spring training in St. Joe.
Oh, it's very...
Is there 100 guys? From
there
day
might
one,
be
maybe 100.
Maybe. It ain't more than that.
Yeah, about 90 to 100, somewhere around there.
Because by the time they get down to 53, it's not much of a cut down from that last one.
Not really.
It's not that.
It doesn't feel like it.
No.
But then it's very organized, like, this is your group, you're with this group,
they move from station to station.
And I'm sure that's the way it is there, too, but you just can't.
It doesn't seem it.
You can't see it.
Yeah.
The amplification, though, is it's like,
it's wild.
And basketball is more like football, too. There's like 40 guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's just rotations around and stuff. But then you have the rookie league that happens out in Vegas and stuff. That's a little bit more, but it is nothing like that.
Yep.
You know?
It's truly wild.
No, it's just very interesting.
It's a very different animal. And it is.
And I don't know if it's great or bad. It's just.
No, it's what makes it different, though.
It's just different.
It just makes it different. You know?
And it's definitely. For somebody that goes out there for the very first time, it's intriguing. If that's your 50th time out there, you don't even give a shit.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing there to see. Mm-hmm. It's just a bunch of guys running sprints. Knocking a ball and then somebody catching it and throwing it back into home.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Blah. and there's 500 guys over there doing that. And I'm sure there's organization, I just can't pick it
up. Yeah, we don't know it. Yeah. It's like herding cats.
Exactly.
It's just interesting because the whole thing ran so weird, in a sense.
Look, and
the whole league is ran weird in a sense, but that's what makes it.
It is
interesting.
It's the part of it that does.
Not great, but it's not. I mean, there's aspects of it that are fantastic, and then there's aspects of it that suck balls.
Yeah.
You know, I've acknowledged it since I became friends with you that I understand your frustration as a younger person that. You draft a player in Major League Baseball and you're like, why am I excited? I won't see him in any meaningful baseball for 3 years. I get that.
Or ever.
Or ever. Thank you, Dick.
At best.
But
yes.
But
best case scenario.
And then for those of us that love baseball, it can be a painful or wonderful roller coaster ride waiting for the kid to show up there is something magical when it happens, when that kid finally gets there and he's the kid. I mean, and it football doesn't give you that. You know, I'm not saying one's good or bad, but there's not that build up to
the storyline.
You know, Mahomes showed up, he kind of showed from his first time he took the field in a live game, you were like, oh, this is the shit right here. You know, it took Bobby Witt a little while. You know,
year and a half.
The first person I remember as a kid that was worth all the fucking hype was Bo Jackson. Because when I first started liking baseball, the Royals were kind of the Royals. There wasn't that next person that was going to be cool. Brett was already here. White was already here. McRae was already here. Bo was the first one. And I remember even as a kid the fucking build up to Bo. And when he fucking exploded, there was nothing like it. Even though you were waiting, I even remember as a kid.
That was national, though.
Yeah, it was. And that's maybe a bad example.
I mean,
you could watch
ESPN and see him playing for the
Memphis Chicks. Yep. Saw him hit his first home run at Royal Stadium. It's one of the longest home runs ever hit at Kauffman. So it's a different kind of fandom. And I'm hoping...
Sometimes I feel like that doesn't exist anymore.
What's that?
I agree.
Oh, I agree with you.
Okay.
Because I think a lot of...
Because what you guys are explaining is
we're
like...
We're too fast-paced now.
Yeah, I think that the society in general doesn't want to wait for... And you're seeing more of that, though, when you look around the league. You're seeing guys 1 year in the minors, and they're looking for a way to get them up.
Yeah. I guess it's true. I guess the other thing, though, too, is it just doesn't seem like you see that player jump off either, though, in baseball nowadays.
But I think part of that is, but here's my, it's all related. I think we're bringing them up sooner.
Okay.
And they're really not ready. You're letting them be that, you're letting them take more of their lumps earlier in the big leagues than it used to be. You're not keeping a guy down 3 or 4 years. And part of it is because...
Well, part of it's the clock's ticking.
The clock ticking with that, and then society in general, everything's fast now.
Yeah.
Everybody wants their news now, they want their food now.
And some of these teams probably feel the pressure.
Oh, absolutely, because they got people like you they're trying to win over as fucking fans.
Yep.
Well, not only that, the Yankees start losing. They're going to say, well, where's that rookie you drafted that you told me all about?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm not saying.
I know we drafted Bo Jackson, but where the fuck is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How come he's not playing right now? I know you just drafted him 24 hours ago, but where's he at?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Because it took him a couple years. He didn't.
Bo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you could.
Like 84 was when he was drafted? And he didn't come up until, what, 87?
87. And he was still very raw. Like, everybody remembers that he struck out a lot.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He swung in a lot of bad pitches. But, man, when he got into one, or when he got on base, damn. or when he
caught a ball.
Caught a ball, you know. But that's the part we remember.
Yeah,
he struck out a lot. He swung at a lot of. He looked like a guy swinging the old saying of swinging a golf ball at a garden hose.
You go up to Kauffman Stadium. You go into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And sometimes they got the Bo Jackson's highlight reel video going on in there, and you just sit there and go, "This guy was the greatest ball player ever, dude. He could go a whole week without hitting the fucking ball."
Yeah.
I mean, they don't talk about
he was
that.
The most exciting 240 hitter you ever saw.
240 hitter.
And he was must-see TV.
Yes, he was.
240.
He's the only guy ever that would be the lead story on SportsCenter striking out because he'd break the fucking bat over
I can't even think of a football equivalent to him.
No, not with the extremes.
Other than... maybe him.
Yeah.
Bo Jackson, where it was like, he either ran for 1 yard or 99.
99 yeah. For a touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell was that?
It's crazy.
But that's part of what I'm talking about, too. We don't have as many of those players in baseball now.
Oh,
too.
No.
No. And I think that's where.
Well, nobody knows these people either.
That's what Joe Buck complained about.
You know, Bo Jackson was a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure if the Royals drafted, what's his name that won the Heisman Trophy?
Jaden Daniels. But
we're going to know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't know if he plays baseball or not, but let's say he does, just for the sake of this argument.
I made fun of it, but...
Bo Nix did.
Yeah.
This is sad,
if you draft Bo Nix, it would be...
Oh, yeah.
I think MLB... got exactly what they wanted 2 weeks ago because the biggest trade of the offseason was the Yankees and the biggest free agent signing ever was the Dodgers. And
that's all they care about.
You know, you got those fan bases and I don't begrudge them to market their stars, and I love Ohtani. I mean, he is must-see TV and they've got to do that, but the only problem is you need more than just...
I think that's what I'm...
You need more than just Ohtani.
I think you're catching on to what I'm saying.
Yeah, you got to have...
The problem is in the league right now, you only have a few guys. These other leagues, they have...
Oh, they've got dudes. They've got... You could
scattered all over.
The all-pro NFL team, the casual NFL fan can probably name. I mean, NFL fans can name tackles and guards.
Yes.
We all know who Trent Williams is.
And Jason Kelce.
You know, we know who these...
Lane Johnson.
Yes. You know, Major League Baseball, the casual fan knows five people, maybe. Scott and I are fucking stupid. That's the only reason why we know as many...
I can't name you a single starting pitcher for the Yankees.
People as we know. See, Gerrit Cole. He's okay. A stud.
I didn't even know.
I don't blame you for.
I didn't even know he's on the Yankees.
I think he won the Cy Young.
Probably.
but you're not wrong. You know.
I kind of forgot he was on. He was even on that team. He probably did, but I didn't think he ever did it for them.
All I know is, as long as we podcast, we are going to browbeat baseball into you, Roger.
Gerrit Cole.
I'm
going to browbeat you. You are either going to learn to love it or hate baseball so fucking much.
I'll never watch it.
Yeah, we're like that parent that made that, you like, play baseball. Yeah. It made you go to practice.
Yeah.
Like anytime somebody says the word baseball, you just automatically puke. Oh, I hate that thing. Yeah.
But if nothing else,
but
I guess
that's what I'm saying, though, because like the NBA... Giannis is must-watch.
And he's in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And then the new kid is in San Antonio.
Yeah.
But my problem would be, and it's not a problem for the NBA, but it would be if Giannis then goes to the Lakers. Then nobody cares about Milwaukee anymore.
True.
It's about the Lakers and Giannis.
Yes.
But...
No, he's right.
I get that, but I don't want to make this about just beating on base. But the NBA has recognized they don't want everyone to go to L.A. and they don't want everyone to go to Boston.
True.
And no, and the league has very true. The league very has true. Taken some steps. But, and when you look at,
but if that happens,
it, I agree. But when you look at, like, I think where the NBA maybe gets it right. Not that I like this, but you need that blend of blue blood winning to keep the old school people with a smack. I mean, Miami's won a championship. Dallas has won a championship. Milwaukee's won a championship. San Antonio had a dynasty.
You can flip the TV on and watch any goddamn football game you want to and be fine with it. You'll come home from work and be like, I don't know, who's on Monday Night Football tonight? Flop down on your couch and you won't care. Yeah. You're just going to watch it.
Yeah.
Basketball, it's like, is Giannis on tonight?
Yeah.
I'll watch that.
There's certain players you're watching.
Yeah. And baseball, it's like, I don't care about any of it. So I might watch a couple of innings just to see if Bobby Witt is going to do something tonight, but that's about it.
May watch my team and see how it's going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know how much longer we want to go on this, but maybe put a ribbon on it talking about watching. Did you hear the potentially exciting news about the Royals television?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the stadium?
No, I don't want to talk about the stadium.
He's over.
But Amazon is talking about jumping in the fray.
For just the Royals?
No, the Diamond Sports.
MLB altogether.
No, the Diamond Sports Group, which is all...
Bally Sports.
Which is Bally Sports.
Oh, so it's maybe like four or five teams.
Yeah, they're talking about picking up the regional sports.
The regional sports that Bally's had.
That Bally's had. The problem is, again, though, is Bally thinks they're worth a bajillion dollars.
And Amazon is like, no, you're not.
Obviously, Amazon knows what they're worth because they didn't become Amazon by making bad deals.
Do you want to jump off this cliff or do you want me to push you?
So, but the big news, too, though, is that Bally Sports, the Royals will have TV next year. That got decided after a last podcast last week in bankruptcy court. They came to an agreement with MLB. Bally Sports will be around until at least 2024.
And that's... You guys, that's what we were talking about last week or 2 weeks ago or whatever it was. And that was,
there was...
That's the way it was sounding at that point.
No. MLB filed an injunction for them to end February 1st.
So, what? Wait a minute. Backtrack now.
So, last week... Friday, Bally Sports and MLB had the bankruptcy court.
Okay.
Because Bally Sports has filed
chapter. Sure, yeah.
And so everyone thought there was an agreement for them to finish out the year.
Yes.
MLB stood up and said no.
Okay. And that's the part that I missed.
They tried saying, no, you're done now. They tried to end it sooner because... they don't want teams not going paid.
Makes sense.
Because Bally Sports is essentially not going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in a roundabout way. So, obviously, they want their money.
Mm-hmm.
But they apparently came to agreement now, and it's going to be the end of 2024. So
either the news, because when I was watching it, it was just the local news. That agreement had already happened? Or that was the assumption that was coming out?
It was probably the assumption.
Because they sounded fairly confident that it was going to be on Bally's until through this year. And
from what I read, it sounded like they thought Bally's was going to pay a little bit to try to... And then Bally's were like, oh, well, we're out of money. And MLB was like, no.
Then you're out of baseball.
Yeah, then you're out of baseball. So it kind of backfired on them because they kept telling the MLB, we got money to pay you guys. And then it came out, no, you don't. You bluffed, essentially. I mean, not really. But they were hoping to get money from their parent company.
Well, and that's, for me, that's probably where the difference is between watching my local news and ESPN.
Yes.
Or Fox or somebody that's actually gives a damn about telling you the ins and outs of a television deal in sports as opposed to
we're just getting
and now murder. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Well, and I gotta be honest too.
Most of this is just legalese stuff too.
It is.
And it's kind
of
doesn't matter.
And I think some of it too, I could be completely off base here, but I think the local channels are kind of like, what the fuck do we care? We don't get to do anything with it.
Yeah, we don't come. We're not going
to
be able to.
And we don't benefit one way or the other from the fucking Royals television contract. Why the fuck do we care? I mean, and so they're not going to, you know, they're not going to talk about it.
Yeah, well, ESPN isn't either.
No, but when you tie
but when it gets tied
into the entire sport,
yes.
I think there is some of that, though, where the locals, like, they'll cover the Royals, don't get me wrong,
mm-hmm.
but their television contract shit is a blurb.
Yeah.
Because what do they care?
Well, we've talked about it before. Some of these local people, they don't even know anything about
Royals. They don't. Most of them, they buy their news from other sites, so they're only talking what they buy mm-hmm. in order to show.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know?
Yep.
It's
news really has gotten to be a lot like your streaming services. You really need to have like four of them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a dedicated one for sports and a dedicated one for local and a dedicated one for national. Because they don't cover.
And then combine all of them to see which one you think is the most truthful.
Yeah. I like it.
I just, Amazon, I'm being a little selfish here, but Amazon, because they make so much money doing so many other things, I'll probably be able to watch them because I'm a Prime member. So being a little selfish, I'm not having to pay, because my problem with playing for Bally's is that's all I would watch.
How much is a Prime? Because now I'm going to have to figure out what mom's going to have to do.
$200 for the year. But you get a hell of a lot more than just.
So it's technically free.
Yeah, because I order so much shit.
Because it's for getting packages and stuff.
And they
Amazon
have Prime Video,
rate,
and
right?
You get your NFL. But and I literally order $500 worth of shipping that I don't pay. By having Prime.
This might not go over so well for mom.
And I guarantee...
There's a lot of things also you can... Like, Prime Video, they got a lot of movies and shows.
Yeah, you...
Well, they got,
the problem with Bally's
got three of the top shows this year.
You literally are just getting...
Yeah, Bally's. And I shut it off.
Yeah, it's sad.
On the last day of the season, I shut her down. And
well, and that's the problem, I think... While baseball didn't have much foresight, well, the teams didn't have much foresight, I should say, is that how are they going to survive? All these other ones are struggling already, and they have tons of content, you know? So how do you think one is going to survive on its own with just single content of just showing your team? It just wasn't well thought out. And not by baseball. This was more of the teams.
Nothing makes sense.
Blindly led
with money in baseball.
Oh well,
that's a bumper sticker.
It is because Roger, you look at it from a different perspective of how's baseball even still alive? How are they making any money? Nobody watches this shit. You can't find it on TV. Da 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 da. And then Shohei Ohtani gets a $700 million. They're getting money somewhere.
Yeah, and the playoff ratings were good.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I mean, obviously...
It's fuzzy. Because it's like, nobody's watching this.
It's counterintuitive. You,
but yet you're making shitloads of money.
Yeah.
Where?
I'm with you. I'm not sure where... And this is, and you guys have heard me since day one when Bally's came on, about the contracts that are handing out. How are they paying this?
Here you go.
And yeah. I told you guys from day one, this can't continue. There's no way they're making that much money. It doesn't add up. And if Common Joe can figure out it doesn't add up, what do you think these guys at these big exec offices and lawyers with all this information think?
Well, and they're going
to think
like I don't
fools. The ones that do know.
Yeah, the ones that do know.
And I don't understand Bally's. I get like from a business perspective, yeah, like if I'm selling my house, I'm going to ask for more than it's worth. But Bally's with what they think they're, you're going bankrupt. How fucking valuable do you think your company is?
That's what Amazon's going to tell them. I just have to outlast you.
Yeah, I'll pick up the scraps. I can wait you out. And then I'll get you for pennies on the dollar.
Well, you got it next year anyway. So maybe this is a
microcosm of baseball. And the money behind it.
Yeah.
But remember, we've made fun of multiple times of Sherman. Mm-hmm. Wanting a new stadium, and I'm sorry we're going down that path real quick.
You're fine.
But he didn't know that the Royals and the Chiefs were...
joined at the hip?
Kind of holding hand in hand.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of trying to get a new stadium, and all of a sudden you're just now finding this out. So if that happened there, what did Bally's do? They're just like, fuck it. Look how much money Fox Sports makes from football. Well, my God, I bet we'll double that. How are you going to? I just bet we will. We're Bally's.
We got baseball.
Okay.
And then we're going to sell beer.
It could be that stupid.
It could be. Some businesses are run like high schools.
I know a lot of baseball fans. It's the circle I run in. Your dear mother is the only person that I know that still has access to the Royals on a daily basis.
Well, she doesn't right now, apparently. Unless, is it going to start in Bally's and then...
It's, if you still have DirecTV, I think you still have it. They don't have it anymore? Oh, no. Then I don't know anyone.
You have to get Bally's.
I don't know anybody.
She had the Bally's app.
Okay.
Because they took it off Direct,
right? Yes.
Oh, I understand.
Well, and then she could dump Direct after they dumped...
Bally's.
Well, not Bally's, but the Fox...
Oh. Affiliate.
Well, yeah, I guess it was Bally's, wasn't it? Yeah. And got the other satellite. I can't think. Dish. But then they got the smart... box where you could get like apps and stuff and was able to pull up the Bally's.
Oh, okay.
Then I don't know anyone that she doesn't have it. I don't know anyone that's got it.
On a daily basis.
Not on a daily basis, not at home. Go to a bar and watch it.
Yeah. Some bars.
Some bars. But
not every bar.
You know, that's the other thing too, is what, you know, you've talked about this before, Roger, where you'll go to Buffalo Wild Wings on a Wednesday night or something, whatever. Mm-hmm. And Royals are on, but they're not on.
They're not on.
They're, you know, they've got sumo wrestling over here and
BMX.
BMX, dirt biking or whatever over there. And like, you know, the Royals are on. Oh, yeah.
Oh, they are? I got told that one night. I did. I asked for them to turn the Royals game on. They go, they're on right now?
Don't, yeah.
Yeah.
Eclipse is usually on.
Eclipse was shit always.
Eclipse is usually on, and then my local brewery, I'll give them a shout out. Not that they listen, but East 40 Brewery in Blue Springs.
That's the thing, though, is some of the local places you may see it, but some of these
chains
or kind of these mid sized places.
Yeah.
They don't care.
No.
They don't give a shit. Yeah, you know, they're just like, whatever.
People will go to Buffalo Wild Wings to watch Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. Even if it's the Eagles and...
Yeah, whoever.
The Giants.
Sure, whoever.
Drink specials, the whole nine.
Sure.
Yep.
Just for something to do.
Yep.
Not necessarily even because it's, ooh, let's go. And I mean, but there are a few people that do that too. But
sure.
Yeah.
Well,
you're not going to get that kind of action with the
put a bow on
baseball.
It. Maybe what the Royals are doing, put a better product on the field, and probably not in April or May.
But maybe if they're still in that thing by June, we'll have a little more
interest. Don't embarrass us in April and May.
Yeah. Give us a reason to watch. I get it. You don't have to say anything else. I get it. I know you, bastard.
Well, there's no reason to think other.
Nope. You're not wrong. You haven't
given me one yet. Well, 2 years.
You're not wrong.
They gave you 2 years.
They gave me 2 years out of 20.
You're not wrong.
It's not good odds.
Nope.
And typically, I know by May 31st of whether I'll be even paying attention.
I know.
May 31st, I'll have plans.
I know.
It's already booked. But whether I pay attention will be the difference.
Yeah.
And then the plans will shift in the
I'll
fall.
Be with you on May 31st, we'll be at Eclipse watching the Royals.
Exactly.
Our text to Roger will be going unanswered.
Well, he'll have Bally's again.
No, he won't.
Hopefully I'm working there.
Oh, then you won't care. There you go.
Then
listen to the way.
Then I'll be
the road games.
Yeah.
Then I'll be bothering you. Roger Scott's working. Come on. My text will go unanswered.
Busy.
Yeah.
Left the chat.
Yeah.
All right. Tune in next time.
Later.